Raptors win! Raptors win! Get out the salami and cheese, mama! This ball game is over! There you go, folks. It's all good. It's all good.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode seven. Clearly, I'm like living the past right now. Welcome to episode seven of the Untitled Raptors podcast. It's your hosts, Talib and Akshay here. Thank you so much for joining us, and let's get started. Akshay, how was your weekend, man? What are you up to?
It was good. I played floor hockey, unlike some people who didn't show up today. Talib skipped out on our floor hockey game today.
I'll tell you, there's a valid reason. That is because there was some good championship games going on. So if any sports fan, any true sports fan knows that watching a championship game counts a lot more than floor hockey. However, no offense to floor hockey, great sport. I think I'll join you guys next week. But you guys won without me, 8-1, so clearly don't need my help.
Yeah, we played a team that wasn't very good. I hope they don't listen to my podcast for saying that, but we beat them 8-1. I went to a communications workshop yesterday, how to improve your communication skills. One of my buddies was running it at work, so I went to support him. So hopefully I can channel some of my learnings from tomorrow. I mean, from yesterday. I can't even talk. From yesterday into the podcast. That was my weekend. I hibernated from the minus 20. How was yours?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is what happens. Last weekend, Akshay said he went to a gym class, and today he said he went to a communications class. Clearly, someone is growing up. You know, growing up happening at the young age of 31.
Yep. Yeah, 32 almost. Oh, what 32. Am I? I'm 3 months away from 32.
You're still old, man. You're old as hell, man. Yeah. But otherwise, weekend was great. Watched a lot of football, watched a lot of hockey. Enjoyed this beautiful cold weather of Toronto. If you're a Torontonian, you got to love this. Minus 20, feels like minus 35, whatever it is. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous. You just got to embrace this, man. Otherwise, you're going to be very depressing. It's going to be very depressing.
Yeah, or just stay at home and crank up your heat.
Unlike Akshay, I don't get free heating. So
I don't get free heating.
All right, so let's go on. Let's get on with it, man.
Yeah. I pay for my heating. That's worth it. Okay, let's start with some likes and dislikes for the week.
I don't even know where you're sitting at. Like.
Likes and dislikes.
All right, so likes and dislikes of the week. So the first game we had this week was Toronto at Boston. I liked Norm. I wanted to give Norm some love because he's been playing really well actually since he's come back from his injury. He really did say that it took him some time to relax and really look at the game. And I think it's really shown. He's been playing super aggressive, but not out of control, which is amazing. Usually, as I'd love to say about Norm, when he should pass, he shoots, and when he shoots, he passes. He was just now it seems like when he should shoot, he shoots. My dislike was point guard play. I mean, you're not going to play an elite team and have your three point guards go 3 for 16, 1 for 8 for 3 with 9 assists and 3 turnovers and really have much of a chance. Like sometimes I look at the numbers and I'm like, oh, like there's like the 3-point shooting. Sometimes like, you know, Kyle has terrible games and I'm like, you're not going to beat good teams like this. Like I feel like we've been kind of masking some of the problems that have been going on, at least in the last month and a half. I'm just hoping that the injuries, you know, start to solve themselves. Kyle finds his groove, and then, you know, all these problems start to go away because the team's actually good. What is your like and dislike, Tyler?
My like is Kawhi. He's made some clutch shots. You know, the last 5 minutes of the game, he stepped up, led that a little bit of comeback before Kyrie decided to, like, show everyone who's boss and channel his inner LeBron, as I call it. No, it was Kawhi. He was making some good shots. He played really well. My dislike was simple coaching. For most of the game, Nurse actually had Kyle and Kawhi on at the same time. So what that led was that almost led to Danny Green with the bench, which we haven't seen much as much as I'd like, but just because they're not that good, they don't have that much ball movement, the pressure's off. Against an elite Boston team, that's going to be difficult. I also like Kawhi on Gordon Hayward. Oh, that was like barbecue chicken, wasn't it? Oh, my God. You see Gordon Hayward guarding Kawhi, and Kawhi's like, you know what? This guy's got 2 ACL surgeries done. I'm taking him. And he took him. He destroyed him, right? Poor Gordon Hayward. It's going to be hard to match up with Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, I don't think he has his ACL surgery. What he broke his ankle, right? Gordon Hayward. Yeah.
Was it ACL?
No, it was his ankle.
Oh, there you go. I don't even know. What
I mean, it was something. Yeah, it was lower leg. But anyways, it's a major injury. Yeah, Kawhi versus a lot of people is barbecue chicken. But I thought generally they played an okay game. I don't think that you can play that type of game in a 7-game series and expect to win most of the time. But other than that, like, you know, Kyrie Irving made one really ridiculous shot from like center, it felt like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's like confidence right there. You know, he's like hitting that shot and you're like, holy shit. Kyrie Irving's been like, he's destroyed us multiple times. He hates the Raptors or he hates Toronto, yeah. Something like yeah. that. So, and yeah, then he afterwards he goes on, he tells the reporters he called LeBron. And I thought that was like such a stupid move. I'm like, what the hell? He called LeBron to apologize because he says now he realizes what he feels like playing with youngsters. These youngsters are the ones who took you to the playoffs last year without you playing. So this is a complete different scenario here.
Yeah, the Eastern Conference Finals. And he apparently called while Kevin Love and LeBron were having like dinner together. And then it leaks out. Who leaks this out? There's two people there at this dinner. Who's leaking this out? I don't know.
That's the interesting part. It's like Kevin Love just tweeting TMZ. Yeah. Also, Kyrie just called. Ooh, don't know what's going to happen here.
To apologize. He's now grown up. Okay, Phoenix at Toronto. That was the craziest game of the week. Where Siakam made the left-handed layup to win it. So what was your like and dislike on that one?
Oh, it was straight up like Siakam. And you know the game shot was good, but my favorite is like I think it's like Siakam's like in the coaching right 10 seconds left to go in the game. Nurse goes, "Who wants to shoot the ball?" And Siakam is like, "I want to spicy it up," puts his hands up. And Nurse, like, you know, they basically, he's like, "Siakam, you're going to go one-on-one with the defender and you're going to beat him off the dribble and shoot it." And it was brilliant. Like, he did it really well. But the cool thing, if you look at that play again, watch Serge Ibaka and Danny Green on that play. Their defenders leave out to help Siakam's defenders. So they're coming out. They're pushing out to the three-point line. So if Siakam shot that like 2 seconds earlier, he could have probably get an open Danny Green or Serge shot right there. But confidence, Siakam knows he can make that shot. Big ups to him. That was a big moment in Raptors ball. Also, sorry, I want to add another thing. I know it's one, but Lowry in the, I think it was Chris Boucher who got hurt in that game. Like pushed by Josh Jackson or someone. Josh Jackson. Lowry, the only Raptor came at the time, you know, showed a lot of emotion, came to his defense. And also looked really happy for Siakam shooting that shot. Like, team player Lowry. Good for him, man. Good to see our MVP here.
He got that 7-point play, right? Where they got the 2-point bucket, the free throw for the technical, the free throw for the ejection. Oh, sorry, for the actual foul. And then all the 3-pointer by Kyle. All in one, I guess, possession, you say. One trip, really.
Dislike Greg Monroe. Greg Monroe looked a little lost. He had decent points on the box score, but if you look at the game, he looked lost, missing screens, still a little hesitant on that Greg Monroe defense, which is somehow, I don't know where this defense even is. Milwaukee and Detroit fans who have had Greg Monroe for years, I ask you guys, did you guys know about this lack of defense that this man ever has or had? Or were you just solely paying him for that beautiful offensive footwork that he had, three-legged footwork that he has almost.
Yeah, he's good. He does have great footwork.
That's about it. But yeah. What are your likes?
So you got to give love to CJ. I don't think we've had CJ in the like column all season long. So what did he? He scored a huge 13 points. You know what? More importantly, he was just taking them with confidence, and he wasn't. He looked like the old CJ. And it kind of translated to the game after, too. The game after, he didn't shoot as well, but he was taking the shots that he was supposed to take with confidence. So I got to give him some love there. My dislike is, you know, this happened quite a bit this last month, is where these teams come in that aren't very good. And I get that the Raptors, like, teams come in and they look at the Raptors' records and they're like, oh, these guys have won 75% of their games. Like, let's play them hard. I get that. They're not getting anybody's, like, half-ass game. They're getting everybody's best shot, but still they're kind of playing down to the competition.
Here, I'll give you something right now. If CJ continues the streak, I'm buying CJ's PJs. $90, $85, whatever it is. CJ's PJs, they better be silk pajamas, because that's the only one I'm buying. I'm hoping they're silk for $95. So CJ, if you continue this, I'm actually going to go to GoDaddy.com, whatever it is, and buy a pair of CJ's PJs by the end of the year. There you go.
There you go. Tal's going to do it. And it goes to charity, so it's not the worst thing in the world.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it does not go to CJ's pocket. Just so everybody's aware. So CJ, and that was the game where Danny Green wore it prior to the game, right? So he broke the curse for CJ. Hey, I have a question on this game, unrelated to likes and dislikes.
What's up?
So you watch the last play where Siakam is now driving to the bucket. So let's say Siakam starts his move. You see 3 seconds on the clock. So now you know the play literally nurses Siakam, you're getting the last shot. It's an ISO. Go to the basket. That's the play because he started so late, he can't even kick out to anybody.
Yeah.
So at that point, you pause your PVR. Do you like that call? Don't worry about the outcome.
Yeah, 100%. You like it. The reason is it's a tie game. It's a tie game. He's taking the last shot. The last thing you want is you even make the shot with 4 seconds left on the clock, or you miss out on that. If he's going to take that shot, more likely than not, he's going to make it, or he's going to get fouled. Very unlikely that they're going to call foul on Siakam on that play. Very unlikely. But I love that call. I think it's great. If the goal should be, if you have 10 seconds, you have to take the last shot. Too many times we see players taking a shot with like 3 seconds left. The other team calls a timeout. 3 seconds is two, 3 seconds is a long time to get a decent look in the NBA. Run some backdoor cuts. You can beat the team real quick. So if you're going to take the shot to win the game, make sure the other team does not have an opportunity. So
did you like, okay, so you like the timing of the shot. Did you like the actual play call of Siakam doing it over, say, a Kyle, you know, pick and roll with Serge, or Van Vliet pick and roll with Serge, or a Kyle driving kick to Danny, something like that? Did you like that play call, Siakam ISO at the top? I know it worked, but did you like the call?
I don't think that would have not been my first call. Yeah. I think I would have taken Siakam leaving two seconds earlier, and knowing that he would have attracted that defense, seeing if I could get an open shot with Danny Green or Serge. I trust both of them to make that shot. But good up. Like, I mean, that's awesome for Siakam, because it obviously helps his confidence big time, right?
Yeah.
So sometimes you got to take that. So I understand that. I think it's good for the playoffs coming in as well for like a player. Siakam's been good all season, especially on clutch situations. He's hit a lot of free throws in the clutch. So that's a lot, man, to give a guy who's in our starting five to give him the opportunity to shoot and participate in those situations. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. So I agree with you. I think it was a different, I think it was a call that you saw Nurse make that probably KC wouldn't have done in the past.
Probably.
So, okay. Memphis at Toronto. This was a blowout game, not a whole bunch to take from it. I liked Patrick McCaw's defense. I didn't think it was that bad. I know it was against not the best players, but I can see why teams are attracted to him. Like, he's long, he's pretty good defensively. I mean, he may not turn to anything, but to take a flyer on the guy, he's good. My dislike was resting Kawhi. I mean, I didn't understand this rest. He had played, like, he hadn't played in 4 days or something like that. But anyways, if it helps him sign a deal, whatever.
Two things to that. Patrick McCaw, we got a championship player, guys. Guys, this guy won a championship ring in Golden State. You guys may know that. We now have three players with championship caliber talent on the Raptors. Mm-hmm. Last year, we had zero. So this is really good. Kawhi, well, that's simple. It's minus 40 outside. You're not playing when it's minus 40 outside. Like, this is Kawhi Leonard, man. He doesn't play. You know why? It's probably New Balance sneakers aren't exactly adapted to the minus 40 weather. So they don't work when it's that cold.
They're Burberry, man. They're Burberry.
What I liked in this game, I'll go back to that, Kyle Lowry. And I saw Kyle Lowry in that one. But if you look at Danny Green hits like 7 three-pointers, really eight three-pointers. Eight three-pointers, yeah. Really good. If you look at, I think, seven of them, Kyle was involved in the play. He assisted some of them, but he was setting screens to get Green open. So, and Kyle Lowry would go right down the middle, set the screen, see the cut coming from Danny Green from one corner to the other corner, and get him open. That's amazing. Those are things. There's no stat on the stat sheet that right now says how many screens you set or how many players you actually assisted on, but without impacting the ball. Dislike. I don't mind Kawhi sitting, man. I mean, come on, man. This guy's Kawhi Leonard, man. He can sit what he wants. We know the playoffs matter. Playoffs is when we want him to play as much. So if you want to sit as much as it is against Memphis, go for it.
All right. I guess I just want to see him play, but that's fine. I agree. I mean, like, long-term, we're going to be sitting in the playoffs. He's going to be playing there. I'm not going to be thinking about Memphis at Toronto in the middle of January about it. But, you know, it was a stretch. It was a stretch dislike. All right, Talib, tell him who we're sponsored by.
Welcome. Today, we are sponsored by, yet again, another week, by tinderphotography.ca. What a beautiful night. What a beautiful day. It is finally winter, and it's time for you to find someone special. Why not right swipe on that special someone? But before that, make sure you're ready to go with getting the perfect headshots, perfect shots in this cold weather. Yes, tinderphotography.ca works in the cold. Yes, snowy shoots are the new thing. So if you want to shoot outside overlooking the beautiful harbor, the beautiful snowflakes around there, contact tinderphotography.ca. We just had Akshay have a photo shoot we just had our host Akshay shoot a photo shoot last week. It hit the jackpot. Currently, Akshay's got 44 likes. 23 of them are above the age of 50. It's a guaranteed cougar material.
None of that was true, by the way, guys. But it is a great service. And you guys should check out tinderphotography.ca. All right, let's move to agree or disagree. Every single one of those ad reads is going to make fun of me.
No, that's not true. I didn't make fun of you. It was the founder of tinderphotography.ca. He's been telling me about this service. And he's like, hey, yo, did you know your co-host Akshay does that? I was like, whoa, I didn't know that. Boom, I just got to say what he's saying. So it's not me, it's the founder. But right, anyways, let's go to the next spot.
Okay, let's do some agree or disagree again.
Lowry scoops it up. Lowry lets it fly.
Agree or disagree.
All right, so this week for agree or disagree, we are going to mix it up a little bit and we're going to do the all-star version of agree or disagree. So we're essentially just going to talk through what we think are the best all-star teams. We don't care what the fans voting is. I don't care that Luka Doncic is number two in the West in fan voting.
Luka Doncic.
So we're gonna just put our teams together. For anybody who doesn't know, the starters are obviously five players, two guards, three forwards. Reserves are two guards, three forwards, and then two wild cards, which means you can put a guard or a forward there. So, so do you want to start with Eastern Conference or Western Conference? You can pick to start.
Let's go with Eastern.
Eastern, the exciting conference, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go to Eastern. This is the conference where the new NBA champions are going to be from. That's what it is. I'll give you straight up right there. The Eastern Conference. I take that back. The NBA champions in 2030. Yeah. There you go. Sorry about that. Just got caught away, got really excited. But 2030, but let's get on with it.
Yeah, when LeBron retires at age 50. So the Eastern Conference. This was tougher. So it's funny. They're tough for different reasons, right? Like the Eastern, you're trying to put people in. And the West, you're like, oh, I don't want to exclude them. But the East, your starting lineup for the East. So who do you have as your, let's start with front court or forwards for the East. Who do you have for starting lineups?
All right, this is going to be pretty straightforward. I think I've got Giannis.
Yeah.
One of the best, obviously, best forwards in the league right now. Highest amount of dunks in the game, which is pretty crazy. Joel Embiid and Kawhi Leonard.
All right. I have the exact same front court. So I figured that would be pretty easy. Those are, I think they're also the top three vote getters.
Yeah, everyone knows all those three guys. I don't want to go too in depth. We know how good all three of them are. They've been so essential to their team. So let's go on with the next one.
Yeah. So East guards. Tell me your first guard in the East.
Kyrie Irving. Big shot Kyrie, man. This is what it is. He hit those shots against the Raptors. Just like made me hate him, but made me want to vote him in, man. He's fantastic. He's done really well too. So
yeah, I got Kyrie too. So So we agree on that one. This is the spot where I was like, I don't know what I'm doing here. This one was hard for me. Who did you have for your last starting guard spot?
All right. From the city of Charlotte. Michael Jordan's Charlotte Hornets. It's Kemba Walker.
I did not have Kemba Walker.
Kemba Walker is having one. He's having a phenomenal season. So the reason I said Kemba Walker is that when you're comparing the guards, there's not a lot of guards that you can compare him to for a starting spot. Like, that's the truth issue. If we had to put Kemba in the West, I'd have a hard time putting him in the starting at all, or even like the first two, three guys off the bench. That's just the honest truth.
I put Beal in. Beal was my starting guard over Walker. That was the one I was debating between, but I ended up taking. I looked at the numbers and I thought Beal was having a little bit better year. And Kemba started crazy hot, and he's really cooled down. Like, he's still great.
But the reason I say Kemba is, like, one, you have a point guard averaging 25 points a game, which is amazing. If you think about Charlotte Hornets, Kemba getting 25 points a game, he's shooting a career high in two-point percentage. He's shooting over 50% on two-point shots, which is pretty amazing for him. And he's shooting a decent three-point. He takes a lot of three-pointers. Like, he takes 9 three-pointers a game, which is a bit ridiculous, in my opinion, but that's the new game. 9 three-pointers a game, makes 35% of them. He's a solid player. Now, Bradley Beal as well. I think I'll agree with you. Bradley Beal is having a great season. I just don't think I've seen enough of Bradley Beal alone to warrant that. He plays a lot of minutes. He plays like 39, 37 minutes a game. So he's on all the time too. So I think some of the numbers here we're looking at it may be inflated. That being said, let's spark the Bradley Beal to the Raptor rumors.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a team where you can get Bradley Beal and not give up Siakam, but the dream.
That's true. So okay, we got one difference here. So who comes off the bench for you? The two guards. Let's go with the guards off the bench.
Okay, so I mean, I'm assuming that you have Beal on one of your guards, and I'll have Walker as one of my guards.
Absolutely.
You have Beal, right?
All right. Beal's on my other guard. Yeah.
Okay. So who's the other guard you have that is not your wild card?
Not my wild card. Okay. Yeah. It's Ben Simmons.
Okay.
Ben Simmons, it's hard to say anything bad about him. He's having a PR of 21.28, which is a really good efficiency rating. Using the Sixers offense, he dictates a lot of the offense without him shooting the ball, which is a really odd thing. But he is having one of the best seasons he's had, well, since last year, obviously. He's having a really good second year in the NBA. I think he's shooting like 8 assists, gets like 10 rebounds, shooting really well from closer to the 2-point line, goes to the hoop, really.
No three pointers.
No. I think it's like zero. I think it's literally zero. I don't think he's taken one in his life.
No, he's taken them, but so he had one this week.
He took a 3-pointer?
I think I sent you the video. Wait, I don't know if you saw the video.
Oh, no. It didn't even like hit the board. It didn't even hit the board, right? It hit the rim, so it didn't count.
It counted.
No, it didn't count. It didn't hit the rim.
As an attempt.
It counted as an attempt? No, because it hit the backboard. It's like a fake. It's a turnover half the time. Hit the stupid shit. So Ben Simmons shooting, not that good. But rebounding and assists, one of the best. So I'm going Ben Simmons. Unfortunately, I got to put Ben Simmons over one of our favorites. But Ben Simmons takes the cake in this one.
All right. So I have Simmons as my other guard spot with Walker.
All right.
Okay, front court. My first two front courts, I think you're going to agree with me.
Yeah.
Vucevic and Griffin.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, those two.
Yeah, Vucevic is, I'll tell you right now, Vucevic is a trade piece. Anyone heard? Orlando is going to ship him. He is a trade piece. He is having a brilliant year, fantastic player. Did you know he's Swiss?
He's Swiss?
Yeah, he's Swiss.
No, I did not.
Yeah, Vucevic is Swiss, man.
Is he actually Swiss? It's like how Giannis is not actually Greek. And he's actually African.
Oh, come on. He's Greek, guys. He's a Greek.
Have you heard Masai talk about this? His family's from Africa.
Well, obviously his family's from Africa. Okay, I don't think there were that many black people living in Greece before, right? Obviously his family's from Africa. He's Greek. This is ridiculous. You know, it's like, Akshay, you're not Canadian. You're from India. That's a stupid true. Thing, right?
Well, I'm Canadian citizen, so now. Anyways, let's not get into this. Okay, your last front court spot. Who did you go to? This was a big debate for me.
I went Middleton.
Who?
Middleton.
Middleton?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not go Middleton. Yeah, I gave it to Siakam.
Yeah. Such a bias here. Ridiculous.
No, I looked at the numbers. I thought Siakam deserved it.
Guys.
Based on he's on a team that... Okay, I didn't even have Middleton on the team, but anyways.
Middleton. I went Middleton. This guy's a phenomenal player. Like, and I'll tell you, there's a few reasons Middleton. Middleton's having a decent shooting game. 3-point shots hitting for this guy. He is very, very good on a lot of plays, especially on the 3-point line. His assist number's not the greatest, I'd say, so he's okay on that, but I just think he's improved a lot in a different way. So I think he's shooting, we'll go 38% from three. There, I'm correct in that sense. And he's an all-around player. So rebounds, assists, does everything. And he's a critical aspect to the Milwaukee offense, just because Giannis drives in and they have Middleton's normally left open and he's making those buckets. So I think Middleton's a big part of this offense. Good for him. He deserves to be on there. Now, I'll be honest with you. If Middleton was on the West, he wouldn't even make it. Straight up.
No, he wouldn't. He was. I didn't put him on my team. Right. And the reason was he had a month of a really bad slump. And so I didn't put him on my team for that reason. So I have Siakam as my last front court. Who do you have as your two
such a,
wild
such
card?
Bias right here. You're like, this is ridiculous here.
Oh, they're 35-13. They can have three All-Stars.
You straight up biased, man. That's what's wrong with you, man. Here, you know, okay, my two wild cards are Victor Oladipo. Yeah, Victor Oladipo, and
we're not gonna agree on anything.
Victor Oladipo and Kyle Lowry, and I'll tell you why. Kyle Lowry is because when you look at watching the game, I think the stats wise, it's a very hard justification. And I'll tell you, watching the Raptors, seeing without Kyle Lowry, I think he's the best player on the Raptors, straight up. I think Kawhi Leonard is one of the really good players, but Lowry is the most valuable player. Not best, valuable player. He is so essential to the Raptors. Without him, offense stagnates, half-court offense just like goes to garbage. Transition is not as quick anymore. Siakam is dependent on Lowry's production on those transition plays. So I'll give Lowry for that one. And Oladipo, Indiana is like number three in the East. You have no Indiana players on there.
I know, but he was hurt.
Who are you going to put? You're going to put Sabonis?
He was hurt.
No,
you're going to think it. So I had a lot of debate over Lowry. Oh, sorry, I put Lowry in. And I had a lot of debate over Middleton, Oladipo, and Butler. Those are the three that I was debating. And I put Butler in. If you look at the numbers, Butler's got the best numbers.
Regardless if you have the best numbers, you cannot put Butler. The reason you don't put Butler is the exact same reason I'll give you Zach Lowe did. Zach Lowe gave the same reason. You cannot give a player in the All-Star game just because he was traded in the middle of the season and he really made it a living hell for Minnesota coaches to play him in the early end. He literally ruined that locker room in the beginning, creating all this damn fights here, and then it wouldn't play certain games, it would play certain games, and when he wanted, he demanded the ball. You can't have that kind of stuff. That's skill-wise. Butler automatically is out. Like, Jimmy Butler's a great player, don't get me wrong, but you start next year, straight up. So that's why. And Oladipo is the sole reason. He's having a decent season. He's not having a really good season, don't get me wrong.
No, but he's shooting 42%.
He's shooting decent percent, and Indiana is one of the top teams in the East. Now they're top because their bench is dominant, but putting Sabonis in there is hard because he's playing only 20 minutes a game, so he's not really doing a lot of damage against some big name players at the moment. But yeah, there you go. Yeah. That's my Eastern Conference. We disagree on a bunch of things, but
you think this segment's just gonna be called disagree. It's not even called
because you have like this bias. I want Siakam to make it. All right, I'll tell you right. Siakam's a great player, but he's not All Star. Right,
makes one. All right, we're gonna see whose team ends up being closer. So I had Beal, Irving, Embiid, Leonard, Giannis, and then Walker, Simmons, Vucevic, Griffin, Siakam, Lowry, and Butler as my team.
There you go.
So we will see who ends up being
Close Akshay's enough. On this hype just because he watches Siakam hit like an ISO shot. He's like, oh, Siakam. God bless Siakam. He's going to be an all-star team. All right, next. Let's go on the West.
We will see. Did you – okay, any snubs that you were really struggling with?
No, it was the opposite. There were not many snubs on this one. It was – literally, I looked at all these Eastern Conference players. I was like, I don't know if this is a snub. This is like, yeah, it doesn't deserve to. Like, okay, I'll tell you, the biggest difference we're going to miss out players is I think Dwayne Wade's going to make it.
No.
He's going to make it because of the fan voting and all that kind of stuff. I think he may. And that is going to cause some issues. He's going to come off the bench or something.
No, but then now the fan voting is only worth 50% or something like that. So I don't think
so. Who votes the other way? Is it like the writers?
The writers and coaches are, I think, 25-25 or something. This is good. Anyways, let's move on to the West. Okay, who cares? The actual All-Stars don't matter that much. It's more fun to just debate who's actually been the best. Okay, West. Your two guards. Starting guards.
Oh, that's Steph Curry and James Harden. That's right. Easy.
Okay, yeah. Good. That's easy.
James Harden, averaging 44 points a game. This guy is on like a mission, you know? Like he's like...
Yeah, did you see he had 160 points over the last three games? All unassisted?
Yeah, that's the most... that's, you know, you're such a like... He's like realized that everyone on my team sucks. I'm going to do this myself. And I'm just going to just take shots and shots and shots. And that's why they are one of the worst... Transition defenses. I'll tell you that right now. They cannot because they are on track. They play because James Harden misses a lot of three-pointers. So offenses, if you're a really good transition offense, you will exploit them. You should exploit them. That's just my
thing. Yeah. But, all right. Your front court.
This is an interesting one. My shoe-in is LeBron James.
Okay. That's your shoe-in, even though he's been the most hurt.
Oh, 100%. LBJ. LBJ is like he's – Lakers are a joke right now. A freaking joke. You look at them and you're like wondering if anyone has the ability to even create a shot. And then we are praying that Kyle Kuzma is going to hit three-pointers and maybe Lonzo. Like, it's really bad, right? I was watching the game the other day and Caldwell Pope came in and tried to hit a three-ball when Ingram was doing well. And Ingram got 9 points, all nine in the overtime. So there's like no cohesion, the play. It looks off, right? LeBron James brings everything together. 100% LeBron James. Right. Anthony Davis, he is the highest player efficiency. I just feel bad because he's on a shitty-ass team. Like,
He's on a shitty-ass team after person five. Their bench is really bad. That's what kills
them.
Their starting lineup's not terrible.
No, they have a decent style home with Jrue Holiday and what was the other guy?
Etuan Moore.
Yeah, Etuan Moore and the guy.
Merchant.
Yeah, he's shooting really well. Yeah. But after that, it's just god-awful. He's having a good one. And the last one, which I debated, this one I debated. But I am going to go, I'm going with the Joker.
No, okay, that wasn't my debate at all.
Yeah.
My debate was George versus Durant. I did not. No. I could understand Jokic.
No, I'm going with Jokic, man. Number two team in the West.
Now two.
He is insane, man. There's a game in Phoenix that I watched. I watched Denver Nuggets versus Phoenix. This was a while back. He shot, I think, 35 points, 100% from the field goals, 11 assists, and 11 rebounds. And then he had, like, that itself was, like, ridiculous. And then he does it consistently. He's very efficient with his shot. And he has, for a big man, he has one of the best passing abilities than any of these guys. Yeah, I get Paul George is having a great season, but the Joker is taking that team to number two, man. Jamal Murray is great, so the Joker's taking it.
I put George in because I think he's having a great year over Durant. That was my real issue was Durant versus Paul George. Honestly, when I did this, if Denver was number one, I might have given him a little bit more love, but I don't think they're going to stay that high this year.
Hate it on the Joker. Hate it on the dad bod. That's what it is. Akshay is like
the dad.
Yeah, Akshay's been working out now, so he got no respect for the dad bod. He thinks he's got like wants to get abs and all that kind of stuff, but no respect for the old school dad bod.
Exactly. They opened up LA Fitness across the street from me, so you know.
I don't think you should ever walk in that space, man. You would not.
No, they have basketball court. I do definitely do walk in.
You would not fit in one bit in LA Fitness.
I don't. Yeah. I don't fit in. But I walk like I do.
No. Man, I could see you going into like a Good Life Fitness, and this is like the old school Good Life Fitness where it's like.
Don't you go to old school Good Life Fitness?
Oh, man. I'm talking old school Good Life Fitness when they had like this, They're the premium membership and the regular membership. I go to premium because, you know, that's what I do. But you go to the cheap ass one, you know, the $5.
What's premium? You get towels?
Of course. We get nice, fresh, clean towels, man. That's what it is.
Okay. Yeah, living
right.
the life.
All right. Let's go to the next one.
I had George. You had Jokic. Okay. All right. The guards on your West team.
I'll say the guards on my West team. I hate saying this, but it's going to be true. Russell Westbrook.
I had it too. That was the one I was debating.
It's like he's playing so well, but I just look at all his numbers shooting wise, and even watching him play frustrates me so much. But he does everything else. Like, he does everything else. He rebounds. He assists. He steals. He does everything else. Just has horrible offensive vision. And Dame Lillard.
Yeah. I had those two.
Lillard's exactly. having a career season right now, so good for him. I'm happy for the guy. So good for you. Okay, who are the two forwards? You had Joker as the other one, okay?
Yeah, and I had Durant and Towns.
Yeah, we're not disagreeing on that one. Perfect.
What?
Yeah, that's like perfect.
Okay, and then your two wild cards. Okay, give me your first wild card.
Okay, I'll give my first wild card, and this is Mike Conley.
Okay.
Yeah, Mike Conley. I'm going Mike Conley. I know. The reason.
Were you doing this while watching the Memphis game?
No, he had nothing to do with that. But when you look at Mike Conley has had a great year this year so far. He was injured last year, so he didn't play that much last year. But he came back, and he's shooting the ball really well. He's shooting at 35%. He's 35% from threes. I think he has like 6-7 assists a game, 20 points a game. He is leading that Memphis offense, man. Without him, Memphis is just not even existent. Now, you can make an argument for Marc Gasol, but I'm going Conley just because I think he is one of the most underrated point guards in the league, right?
I didn't have Conley on my snubs, so we're like completely disagreeing on that.
Because you don't watch Memphis ball, man. You go to sleep at like six. You go to sleep right after the Raptors ball. You got no love for the West Coast team.
No, I don't. I don't get all those channels you do, man. Sorry. I only get the premium stuff that's on regular cable.
Okay, all right. Calm down, all right?
Okay, I had Klay Thompson.
Oh,
that's my other wild card.
Yeah, that's...
You didn't have Klay Thompson on your team at all?
Klay Thompson doesn't make it. No, Klay Thompson doesn't make it. No.
All right, okay, fine. And then who's your last one?
Yeah, this one, I was torn between two players in the same team.
The San Antonio guys?
No, I actually didn't pick any San Antonio guys.
Oh, wow. No. Okay, I took DeRozan. That was my other wild card.
I did not pick DeRozan, and I didn't pick LaMarcus. I picked Tobias Harris.
Okay.
Right? And it could have been either Tobias Harris or Gallinari. Like, either one of them works. Like, they have the exact same, like, stats. They're both phenomenal players. But I went to Tobias Harris. I think he is having a career year. I think that's like contract year for both of them as well. I think
it's a contract year for the entire LA Clippers.
Ah, there you go. There you go.
Everybody on that team.
Everybody's contract year. You gotta win, but even though you win, you don't stay because Kawhi's coming. So your job's actually you're not staying in LA.
Yeah. The only person who's on contract is like their rookie, the Canadian kid.
Oh yeah, the Alexander.
Gilgeous Alexander. Yeah. Okay. So he's on. I mean, there's a couple more, but generally, like everybody, I think Lou Williams is on contract, but other than that, generally everybody with big money on that team is gone because they have two spots open to attract Kawhi and whoever.
Awesome. Drives. So we got some disagreements. Fantastic.
I got Thompson and DeRozan as my last two. So we'll revisit this in a couple of weeks when they actually announce the teams, and we'll see who is closer. I can't imagine. I didn't even have Tobias as a snub.
Yeah, because you don't watch LA Clipper ball, man. LA Clippers are doing so well. What's wrong with you, man?
You didn't put Doncic?
Huh?
You didn't put Doncic as a snub?
CJ McCollum doesn't make it, but Luka Doncic, man, I got mad love for Luka Doncic. Any guy who kicks the ball in the stands and gets ejected, the technical foul, this guy is awesome. Man, but
the funny thing was, it wasn't even an aggressive kick.
It was like a light kick. And he's a second technical. It's out of the game. I was like, oh, God. Right? But I'm excited to watch him. So that leads into our next Raps games predictions this week, right? Because Dallas is in town. Let's go with it.
Dallas is in town. So this week we got Sac at Toronto on, I think it was Tuesday, then Toronto and Indy, Toronto at Houston. Gordon's back. CP3 is practicing, so he may play. And then Toronto at Luka.
All right.
Dallas. So what do you got?
All right. I got a loss against Sacramento. Okay. And the reason is I think Sacramento plays a very fast offense. Very, very fast. So you'll be surprised, guys. Sacramento is seventh in transition. Is seventh in transition D. So they really, really know how to play our trans. They'll know how to play our transition offense. So it's going to be very interesting to see De'Aaron Fox and Buddy Hield. Buddy Hield is one of my snubs. I'll give you that right now, guys. Buddy Hield. And he could have been an all-star, in my opinion. But so they have lost against them. Win against Indiana. Indiana half-court D is very good. So we'll have to be very, very quick on that. Toronto Houston, I think this is a win. I think it's going to be – so get this. In January, 54% of Houston's shots were threes. Raps are at 34%. 54% of their shots are threes. Like, this is the Harden effect. So this is going to be very interesting, and I'm hoping there's going to be a lot of leak-out plays here. So I expect DeLon Wright, Norman Powell, Siakam especially, to be ready to run against this offense right here. Last in Toronto against Dallas, I think this is a win. Both Dallas is not exactly playing that well. They're very up and down, but it'd be fun to watch Luka Doncic go head to head with Kawhi or so.
Yeah, I'm or Lowry probably. I got Sacramento as a win, Indiana as a win. I have a loss at Houston. I don't know how they keep winning. I don't have a great justification for that loss other than Houston just. Hardy keeps dropping 55 points on everybody and keeps winning. Yeah. And then for Dallas, I have a win. I'm surprised Houston only shot 54% of their shots from three.
In January.
It feels like when you watch.
It's a lot.
It feels like 75, 80%. I know it's not, but it feels like it when you watch the games.
So okay, Houston and New York play this week, I think, on the 23rd or so, I think a couple of days, right before the Raptors. So get this. New York is 27th in offense. But in transition offense, they are third. So this, I think New York versus Houston could be a very interesting match. I honestly think New York could give Houston a little bit of run for the money. It's not going to be a blowout because unless Harden shoots lights out, he doesn't shoot lights out. He shoots a lot.
No, he shoots 7 for 19 from three.
Not lights out.
But it's
a lot. Yeah. So that's about it for on that end. That's it on our end. Is there anything else, Akshay?
No, I think we blabbered on enough today. We'll see. We'll keep track of our all-star teams and see who's closer to the actual team.
Yeah, absolutely. Unless you take into Akshay's bias considerations with DeMar DeRozan and Pascal Siakam, clearly got some bias with former Raptors, unlike me, who have looked at the overall aspect of the NBA.
Yeah, with Oladipo and Tobias Harris.
Sorry, watch the game, man. That's ridiculous. Also, fun fact before we end it off. Who's the mid-range leader in the NBA right now? Who is it?
Leader?
Yeah.
Serge Ibaka.
Yes. Yeah. Serge Ibaka, guys. We led it last year with DeMar. This time it's Serge. There you go.
What are you shooting, like 65% or 70%, right?
This is Mafuzi life. All right. That's it on our end. You can find us on Instagram at the Untitled Raptors Pod. Please leave a comment or send us a message there, or you can email us at the Untitled Raptors Podcast at gmail.com. So feel free to give us a give us a rating on Apple's iTunes or download and subscribe to our podcast on SoundCloud, Spotify, and Apple. We'd love for your comments and feedback, and hopefully we'll see you guys next week.
All right. Have a good one, everybody.
Thank you.